Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are in day three, which is really day two. It's a cup of Super Bowl. We're at Coco's in beautiful Lauraville. It is all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the magic eight ball, and I've got a great guest on. This is actually a lottery guest. I was going to bring my Raven scratch off. I had one ticket left from this year for the Raven scratch off, and we give these things away all the time. I've given away thousands of Raven scratch-off tickets over the last couple of years. We've given them away here at Coco's. I've had $10 winners. I've had $50. I had a $100 winner here at Coco's about a year and a half, 2 years ago on a lottery ticket. So people really do win. And we always talk about second chances. And I have the app right here because a lot of times when I give these tickets, people come up and they'll be like, hey, did I win? And I'd like zap it. Because QR codes and like all that stuff. So you download mdlottery.com. It's a little app. It's right on my phone right here. Next drawing, 2.7 million in multi-match. And you scan your tickets and you get into this thing called second chances. And so we don't call them losing tickets. We call them non-winning tickets. I learned all this from John Martin and Seth and Doug over at the lottery. And then there's like the big winner. And this guy here is the guy that all of those commercials we've run, all of that tickets for life, winning cash, Raven scratch-offs. TJ Humphries is here. He was a defending champion. He did the show with me last year when he won. I found out the line of work that he's in, and I said, you know what, man, you're doing work out in the community, doing a good work. We got to have you here as a full-on guest to talk about not only winning, taking his beautiful daughter, maybe his wife out to some Ravens games this year. You got 19 more years or 29? How many years did you win?
Yeah, 20
years. So you got 19 more seasons.
That's right.
Well, they almost won the Super Bowl in the first season here. So so you're a year into this. I learned earlier today that I think it's the 19th of the month they're going to have this year's winner. There's some other winners like you. They've been doing this thing for almost 20 years, right, where they give away this big contest prize, and you were the guy celebrating last year. How's your first year of your reigning championship been as the lottery's big winner?
It's been fun. I got my daughter to her first game. She's only five, so I took her to the preseason game. We made it about two quarters, you know.
That's all.
So she's got a couple more years before she can go to
Who'd
a regular game.
Who'd you take to the real games?
Oh, I took my wife.
All right, all right. I didn't know if you had buddies, wife.
I took a couple buddies, my wife mostly. So.
And what jersey? You got a Lamar or you old school Ray? What are you wearing?
I've got a Reed jersey.
Oh, it's Ed Reed. All right, that's right.
Yeah.
Black,
so,
purple?
Oh, it's black. You got to go black.
All right, well. Yeah. I mean, mine was white. I like my white jersey better, but the white's a lot. So first season in, you take your five-year-old daughter. So I'm going to give you my story because it's not too dissimilar to yours. My dad worked at the Point in 1973, September 1973. I was 5 years old. And my dad took me out to Memorial Stadium right here across Montebello. We got off the 33 bus, and we walked in, and I got to see Joe Namath play as a five-year-old Memorial Stadium. How does your daughter at five take to the modern National Football League?
I mean, she enjoyed the show, the marching band. You know, she was into all that. When the game started, she liked the fireworks. So.
It was a night game, right? So they had all that?
It was the Falcons preseason game. So when they scored, they had things shoot up. But
It's not too crowded either. She's not, like, intimidating.
Right. And she likes Lamar. So anytime there's a score, she thinks everybody's Lamar. So she puts her hands up and says, go Lamar.
All right.
You know, whether if it's Andrews or, you know, Likely, whoever it is scoring that touchdown, she says, Andrew – she says Lamar.
Was she asleep when Andrews dropped the ball? Probably five years old. You were awake, though.
I was awake for that one.
Yeah. Well, did you win the big trip last year too, or no?
No.
You didn't do a trip.
No.
So give everybody your lottery experience. Where'd you buy your ticket? Give me schmuck like me give you one. I don't know. I mean, I've given away. You know.
So it was weird because every year I buy a lot of these tickets, send them in,
oh,
and
you're
I never
trying to win.
You know.
Oh, okay.
This year or the year I won, I maybe bought five. And I bought them at a 7-Eleven right here on Harford Road.
Okay.
My mom works at that 7-Eleven.
Okay.
And I got like five tickets, and I entered them in. Didn't think anything of it.
They were non-winning tickets, right?
Non-winning tickets. Well, one of them, I got a couple tickets, and one of them was a winner, so you can't enter that one in. But
so that's like a $5.
I think it was like a $10 winner.
You won 10 bucks.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and I was happy with it.
So you got a couple extra left.
Yeah, and I entered, scanned them in, and I get an email maybe 2 months later.
You didn't believe it.
I didn't. I thought it was spam. Yeah, I did. I thought it was spam. But I recognized it because I was a past winner on another second chance drawing.
Okay, so you believed. All right.
You know, and I'm like, wait a minute. That looks familiar. that email looks familiar. So I checked it again. So then I hopped on the website.
Now, can I ask you, is this the only game you played? It couldn't have been any other contest. It couldn't have been the $1 million Monopoly or anything. You only played the Ravens game. You only entered a couple things.
Right, on this one, yeah.
So when this came, you knew it had to have been about the Ravens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And so I checked the website, and I was like, and I saw it. It was me on there, my name. And I was like, okay, I get in touch with Doug. I'm like, hey, what's going on? He's like, you're our first finalist.
So did you win $5,000? How much was it?
I think 10.
You won 10?
Yes.
All right, I'm just checking. So,
yeah.
So any day you win $10,000,
That's a good day.
That's a really good day.
That's a great
day. So you get the email, you call Doug, and he's like, you're the winner.
Yes.
So you win $10,000.
Yep.
So and then what happens then?
So I go to the lottery office, and I get my $10,000 check. We take some pictures, and they say,
did you wear the purple boa?
I know.
Did you go in that little room?
I went in the room. Yeah, and that was actually my second time in the room,
too. I'm the only non-winner that's ever been in the winner's
room. That was my second time in the room because I had a racetrack ticket.
What'd you win one time?
I played 10, 11, 12, and it hit for like $15,000. This is back 10 years, 15
Dude,
years ago.
This is like the luckiest guy ever. I mean, hang on. Let me touch you a little bit here. I need to rub up against you a little bit.
Yeah, so.
So you're a two-time winner.
Yeah, well, three-time. I had a second chance one where I won $5,000.
Dude, people really win. You're like that. You know, I hold these tickets up all the time, and I try to get $5 and $10 away. And twice I've had a $100 winner in like 5 years. I won at Costas once and one year once, $100 winner. But I haven't had anybody come back and tell me that they second chanced and did anything crazy with any of my tickets.
Right.
And you've done this three times.
Three times.
Well, one was a racetrack. Do you play the lottery every day? I mean, I'm just asking fair.
There was a point in time where I was playing
every day. Okay. All right,
fair enough. And but here the last few years I really haven't, and with the Ravens one, you know, it was five tickets total I entered.
So you've won $10,000 and season tickets for the next 19 years plus the year you had.
That's
what you won.
Yes.
All right. So that you get your tickets, where are your seats? Give me the whole like lowdown on
this. It's club level. I mean,
what?
Yes, two club level seats with parking passes.
John, I'm proud of you, John Martin, giving away club level.
Oh,
I didn't know this.
Great. Yes. Yes.
So it's pimpy, huh? It's
nice. My buddy's got season tickets in the 500s.
Well, this is easier to take your daughter moving forward. Because if it gets cold, you can move her inside a little bit.
Yeah. But so my buddy sits up top, and I make fun of him. Every game I make fun of him. I tell him I don't sit with the peasants, you know. Even though every game I've been to, I've been in the upper deck, you know.
Well, you know, I guess speaking of peasants, let's talk about this. Tell everybody where you're from. T.J. Humphries is here. He was the big Ravens ticket winner for life for 20 years last year and enjoying his first year. I enjoyed my visit with you. But all of this Ravens winning and your family, it's a nice story. You seem like a nice guy. You've won a lot. I thought that was great, but that's not why we're here together today on a Cup of Super Bowl. You really do some good work. You had a heck of a story about surviving, making your life better. I met your beautiful wife over here a minute ago. I met your daughter yet, but your story was what inspired me. This is all fun and great and games and all that. Right. But then I met you, and you're like, nah, I do this for a living. And I'm like, all right, man, I need to know TJ. So give everybody your off-the-field story.
So right now, I'll tell you, I work at an organization, Voices of Hope. I'm a peer
Voices of Hope.
Yep,
okay.
In Aberdeen, Maryland, and I'm a peer recovery specialist. And what we are people with lived experience in addiction, mental health, things like that. I myself struggled with addiction for probably 20 years, you know.
What does that mean? Tell that story in 30 seconds or a minute without crying.
Yeah, so growing up, I guess you could say I didn't have your ideal household, and I grew up around a lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol, so I started
using. What part of town?
I grew up in Edgewood.
Edgewood, okay.
Edgewood,
yep. Maryland, okay.
Yep, so, you know.
By the way, I'm going to be Harford County next week. I'm going to be at Libs Grow Harford County.
So, started using drugs young, you know, and then that whole painkiller phase came, and I was prescribed Oxycontins.
All the things that will kill you.
Yeah, and I mean, that turned into, you know, an expensive habit, so that, you know, turned to heroin. And, you know, I was an IV drug user for, you know, 15 years on and off, you know, and I had many attempts to try to get clean and find sobriety, and it was tough. It was a tough way to live, you know. I tried to act like I had, you know, that white picket fence, things like that, but I was failing everywhere, you know, to the point where I lost everything. You know, it was just every day was about getting and using and finding ways and means to get more, as they say in our program.
How long ago was this?
Well, I got clean in 2016.
So this is okay. So that feels really recent to me. We're almost 10 years now.
Yeah, 8 years.
Well, congratulations!
I just celebrated in November 8 years.
Well, I remember where I was in 16, and it doesn't feel like that long ago to me.
It doesn't.
You know what I mean?
It flies by, and I mean,
you seem like a different cat.
Yeah, it doesn't. So, like, I had tried many times. Like, I had been to different programs and different treatment centers, and I tried different maintenance programs. You know, because I was really using it against my will. I didn't want to, but it's
you
just,
had to.
It's powerful.
Yeah, right.
It's hard to explain. It's powerful. It's a very powerful disease, and I suffered for a long time.
Well, when you sit across from people, you understand that power and that stigma that goes into.
Yeah.
Look, both my parents were alcoholic. My mother was a really bad. My real mother was. You know, that's why I grew up in a broken home as well in Dundalk.
Right.
And, you know, I saw. Yeah, my mother was in drugs. It was all alcohol. Mm-hmm. And I saw what that did.
Yeah.
You know, the unreliability of that.
Yes.
You know? And through that, and my mother's been gone a long time, but there was love in her that I feel now.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was just, you're a right. kid and you got a parent that's broken. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And you deal with these people every day because you've been one of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me that path from what got you clean, what made that difference for you in 16. And then I got, obviously, you're giving your life back to helping other people like you.
Exactly.
Point.
I mean, in 2016, I was so broken. Both, it wasn't just a physical bottom I hit, because when I was using, I always had all these bottoms. I told myself I was never going to do. And, you know, the bottoms got lower. You know, I started getting arrested. I started getting in trouble with the law, you know, which I said I wouldn't do. I started stealing, just things to find ways and means to get more. And in 2016, it wasn't just that physical bottom. It was like a spiritual and mental bottom where, like, the living that life was worse than dying. And I mean, death would have been a prize for me at that point. And I called, and I have family who, you know, suffer from the same disease and who have found recovery. And I made a phone call to my sister. And
is she in recovery too?
She is.
All right.
She's got 19 years in recovery.
All right.
Now.
She'd been trying to help you out before.
Oh, yeah, big time. And she was at a point. She was loving me from a distance, you know?
Right.
You know, she'd answer my calls. She was the last person, I think, in the world that would answer a
God,
phone call.
God, I've never heard
me.
That term in my life. She loved me from a distance.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes.
Shh. I can go home now. Week's over, Marcella. We dropped the mic. It's over with. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was tough.
Love
I mean,
me from a distance. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's funny. After I got clean, we're at my sister's house for like a little gathering. I maybe had 2 years clean, and my nephew comes up to me, and he's got this little book, and it's a book with all these pictures from all this stuff. And I look, and I'm looking at these pictures of me, and I'm like, my God, Rachel, why would you put these pictures in this book? I would, you know, because I look awful. She's like, those are the best pictures I had.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was bad.
So give me the moment that it ended for you and you took that turn. Wherever that bottom was for you, and you said, all right, this is
– So
one day I'm going to win Ravens tickets and be on Baltimore Positive and tell my story.
Yeah,
you know?
So, you know, I reached out to my sister, and she said, I'm not calling anywhere for you. I'm not sending you anywhere, because I've disappointed her so many times with her trying that. She's heard me say I'm done a million times. She's like, here's some phone numbers to call. If you want it, call them. And I picked up that phone. That phone felt like 1,000 pounds. And, you know, and I called this number, and it was the health department because I didn't have insurance. I didn't have
anything.
We
have 988 now, right, is a number
yeah,
we
that's
can
one
reach
of the numbers. Yeah.
As a mental health. And Yeah.
Yeah, and Sante is the crisis unit out in Baltimore County.
Okay.
They have a mobile crisis, and then they have Klein Mobile Crisis out in Harford County. Really good resources. That 988, you know, either county will direct you to the right one. But I made the call, and they told me I had to come in. And I remember I got there, and they were closing, and they were like, oh, I can't help you today. We're full. I pleaded with this lady. I was like, you don't understand. If I leave this building today, I'm going to die. I told her I was going to die. And
where is this?
This was at the Baltimore County Health Department.
Okay.
And she let me in. And they set it up, and they said, can you wait 2 weeks? I said, no. I said, there's no way. So they made some phone calls, you know.
Well, that speaks to how many people are troubled.
Yeah.
You're troubled, and they didn't have room for you. Right.
Like, exactly.
Literally.
Yeah. And I mean, there was no organization around that I knew of, like Voices of Hope, you know. So I went.
It's a good little plug you got there for what you're doing, because you're serving a place that you couldn't reach to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're trying to be what you didn't have,
exactly.
Basically.
Yeah,
right?
I want to be the voice I didn't have when I was out there.
Well, what is Voices? Let's go, man. Let's tell your story.
We're a community-run peer organization. We're a 503c nonprofit. We're all peers in recovery. So
this is not your organization.
No.
It's an organization you're a part of.
I'm not the founder.
No,
that's Jennifer Turk. She's a wonderful lady.
Well, she's coming next year.
She's a great interview.
And this guy couldn't make up his mind whether he wanted to go to Costas, Fadley's, Coco's. Finally, he's like, I love Coco's. I'm going to Coco's. I'm like, great. Next year, we'll bring you to go to Costas, whatever you want. They're all great.
You
come back here if you want.
Yes.
I love John Hoey came here, so I come here all the time. It's awesome.
Yeah, but we do a lot of stuff from harm reduction services to treatment coordination, transportation for individuals if that's a barrier for them. Like, you know, they can't get any, you know, they need to get to treatment. It's like, we'll drive you. You know, oh, I can't get to your office. I'll come pick you up. I don't care where you are.
And you're in Harford County in Aberdeen,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct. All right. And then we also offer a ton of recovery resources. So once people go through that process of treatment, we're still there. It's a whole wraparound service. We have recovery meetings in-house, NAAA, Smart Recovery, all kinds of different pathways.
Keeping a job, right?
Yeah. And then we do outreach. We do a lot of outreach. We do, you know, we had a wound care nurse where we did a lot of wound care, taking care of people whose wounds are too bad to go to treatment, you know, because some of the stuff in these drugs today are eating people's skin down to the bone. It's really gnarly stuff.
And the fentanyl.
Right. Yeah.
It's a different game.
It's a game. That's a game changer. I mean, there is no heroin anymore because we also do.
It would have killed you, right?
Yeah,
back in the day.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah. Definitely. We do at the office. We do what's called RAD testing, which is rapid analysis drug testing, where we send swabs of like residue, send them out, and they tell us what's in the drugs, what's in the supply. And there is no such thing as heroin anymore. It is just non-existent. Everything is fentanyl, xylazine, with some other stuff mixed in. It's awful. It's so bad.
I have had Emily Keller on many times.
Yes, I know Emily.
She's a dear friend of mine from Hagerstown, the former Madam Mayor of Hagerstown, and the Queen of Donuts at Crumpy's in Hagerstown. She's wonderful. She lost her best friend and decided to run for mayor. You know, these stories of people like you that hit bottom, it makes me wish my mother had lived and survived it to go to the other side to do this, the kind of work you're doing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and maybe, you know, part of me is allowing people like you to speak out into here and up and, you know, winning lottery. TJ Humphries is here. He is, crazy enough, a lottery winner. He won the tickets for life, 20 years with the lottery last year. We got the chatting because he was a winner and they put him on the show. And Doug said, you're going to like this guy. And I'm like, he ain't even going to a Ravens game yet. So I said, we got to come back next year. So he's been taking his daughter, his wife, to the games this year up in a club level on behalf of our friends at the Maryland Lottery. He's a three-time champion of winning lots of money with the lottery, but not really a champion of people up in Aberdeen. Give everybody the way they can find help if they have someone that is in this situation or circumstance. Do they have to be in Harford County for you to be able to help them?
No. Okay. Now, a lot of our grants, you know, have to have stuff to do with Harford County, but we serve people in Baltimore County, Baltimore City. I mean, we're linked up with treatment providers all throughout the state.
Well, you knew where Coco's was being up in Aberdeen. Yeah. I'll come down to Coco's.
Oh, it was like a ride down memory lane because I ran up and down all this way when I was
in a bad way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm driving by and I'm like, I know that place, that place, that place.
I did that there.
Yes,
it's like me in Ocean City, but it's a whole different thing, you know.
Yeah. So, a little ride down memory lane.
Well, I mean, in this work you're doing, 9 to 5, 5 days a week, kind of.
8 a.m. to 1 a.m. right now, and we're looking to extend our hours to 24/7. We do have a location in Cecil County, which is 24/7. So we have two locations. We have almost 50 peers between both locations. So anybody can find help 24/7 by calling our phone number, and I can give that out.
Yeah, of course you can give that. I want you to give that out.
All right, it's 443-993-7055 is our direct phone number, and you can reach anybody anytime. But we also, we dispense Narcan, naloxone.
Okay.
I actually have almost a case in my car if you need any for anybody.
This is a drug overdose, so people don't know what that is.
It can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. It is a life-saving medication. I've actually been revived from Narcan. Narcan has saved my life because I have overdosed, and somebody Narcan'd me and brought me back to life. So,
well, there's your public address, you know, like public services statement for the power of Narcan.
Yes. I mean, if it wasn't for Narcan, I wouldn't be sitting here today.
Well, I'm glad you're sitting here today.
Yeah. And then we do trainings, Narcan trainings. We do them virtual, in person. I mean, we go out to different companies, corporations, and offer the training. And it's great. And we give it out. I mean, we are a state certified ORP, which is an opioid.
But you're always
response.
Trying to clean people up. I think there's some stigma about that like we're just feeding into the drug habit. Make them stop. Get them off. Doesn't work that way, man.
No.
Like addiction is not a choice, man.
No.
It's just not.
And
I've met too many of you.
All walks of life.
I've been related to too many of you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like literally.
All walks of life. You wouldn't like. I've seen doctors in recovery. You know who? I've seen lawyers. I've seen politicians. You know, it's not just people in broken homes. It affects everybody. And, I mean, you can go to the meetings and go to our events, and they're like, we'll have parents speak out who have lost their children. And it's like you hear the household they came from, and it's not your, you know, what you would picture somebody who grew up to use drugs would grow up in. You know, people with huge,
rich kids use drugs too. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
So
they had the better drugs, as I remember, when I was with Dundalk.
That's
that's
right.
TJ Humphries is here. Yeah, he is doing the good work. Give everybody the phone number one more time and the website where they can get some help from you.
It's 443-993-7055. And then our website is voicesofhopemaryland.org.
And this is a national organization, yeah?
No, we're just Cecil County, Harford County.
That's it.
All right,
it says of Maryland, so I thought maybe it's another.
Yeah.
There's only one. All right,
yeah.
Voices of Hope. TJ's winning, and, you know, I got to do 2 minutes of football with you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the Justin Tucker thing unless you want to.
Mm.
But just in a general sense of the season and disappointment and watching these other teams play this week, you know, anybody loves a team. Knows that they were good enough to win.
Oh,
and I think that's the hardest part. When you're good enough to win and don't win, it haunts you.
It does. It does. I mean, it's a couple of years. We've had some heartbreaks. I mean, all the way back to the Cundiff missed field goal.
It came up last week.
Yeah, but I mean, we've got the team. I mean, we've got the quarterback. We've finally got the receiver, the tight ends, and then, I mean, we had some struggles in our secondary, you know, and I think that this offseason they could probably improve upon that.
I think they're going to have a new kicker, from what I can tell.
Probably. I mean, even his performance last year alone, you know, and the fact that he's on a non-guaranteed contract for next year, you know, it's not guaranteed.
It is what it is.
And then
we're in the early stages of whatever this is.
This,
it's probably not good.
It's probably not.
Probably not good.
Probably not a good thing.
But we got a draft coming up, and we got free agency coming up.
We still
got the best quarterback.
11 picks in the draft, if I recall.
I came so close today to wearing my Derrick Henry Houston Oilers jersey.
Yeah.
Because I bought a throwback Oiler Derrick 22. It fits me. My wife says I look good in it. So I almost wore it, but I did. I'll break it out again in September. It's baseball season now, right? Terp season. We got other things going on.
Yes.
We're doing a cup of Super Bowl. I see two cups of soup and bowl coming out here right now. We're Coco's where I'm going to say this. Cream of crab soup. Top shelf here. You have the cream of crab soup?
I ate the crab cakes.
I'm going to take you home with some of that. Marcella's yelling. She's making soup around here. It's all for the Maryland Food Bank. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery put us out on the road with these magic eight balls, the lucky magic eight ball. I want this guy to rub it because you don't even deserve another lottery. You won too much, but I'm going to give you one anyway.
Because
everybody rubbed that. That's the winner right there. TJ Humphries, Voices of Hope, doing great stuff up in Harford County as well as Cecil County. We're doing great stuff here in Lauraville. We're going to have other guests. Beer Man Clancy Haskett's coming by today. Rasig is coming by today. We've had John Hoey here today. I got other guests. I have Dave Brelsford coming over. He is a STEM educator at Mervo High School, Mergenthaler, home of the Mayor's team that beat my team in a state championship. And Brandon's not coming today, but I am bringing over a STEM educator from Mervo. So we're going to talk some STEM, robotics, kids, the city, crab cakes, cup of Super Bowl, telling great stories like TJ here, doing good stuff out in the community. I am Nestor. I'm going to do some good stuff in the community and have myself a cup or a bowl of cream of crab soup. We're at Coco's. Stay with us. It's Baltimore Positive.